This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Now, yesterday we played a small trick on Chopper by doing a text race. This all started by me saying that Laura is maybe the fastest texter in the world. Her fingers are a blur on that keyboard. And you and Laura had to then text a phrase that I gave you to my phone. And obviously the first one that bleeps wins.
Yes.
On my phone. What I didn't tell you was it wasn't actually my phone. It was Dave Pierce's phone. And I gave you a very offensive phrase. Now, any word from Dave since you sent the abusive message?
No, all very quiet from Dave, so right. It's okay. But I'd like to use the next half hour to get my own back, if that's all right.
Right, what have you got? Oh, no, not those.
No, not those pictures. Do you know somebody called Steve Jordan? Does that ring a bell?
Not really.
Sure?
Yeah.
Because a few years ago, you said he was going to be so big, he could be the next Glenn Medeiros.
Right. And you had some kind of audio evidence.
And I have the tapes.
Right, good. And you'll be wanting to play them up after 5:30, right?
I certainly will.
Before we do
that... Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good. Excellent.
Can I just say, Dave is not doing dance anthems this weekend.
Right.
So I think you've pushed him over the edge. I don't think he's put his head in the oven, do you? But I think he might have scarpered off Radio 1. You might have driven him to that. How do you feel? It's Judge Jaws on Sunday night.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's your fault, that is.
I'm sorry.
Now, we can come to some agreement. Surely you don't have to do this.
I know.
Please don't do this.
No, why?
Please don't do this.
You know, I think on behalf of lots of people at Radio 1 who've had you sort of stitch them up or take the mick out of them, I'm just giving all those people a little something back. And from what the reaction on the text is and your Geek World site, everybody wants to hear it. Yes?
No.
Come on, do it for everybody. Don't worry about
it. I hate it.
It's just part
of
it.
It's almost as bad as when you sang with my mum.
Oh, that bad?
Now, this is when I was 16, right?
This is when you were 16. You were on Power FM.
Yeah.
So this is... This
now,
is...
I'm guessing... I've not heard this. I'm guessing I've got a really, really high voice, or I'm overcompensating and speaking like that because my voice hasn't broken yet.
You can definitely tell it's you, but your voice is a little bit high, yes.
Okay. Scott Mills, if you'd like to be featured on In Session in coming weeks, then write to us with at least one original song on your enclosed demo tape to In Session, Power FM.
Oh my God.
Had your voice actually broken?
Had
your voice actually broken at that stage? Or were you still going through the change?
It was up and down.
So this is a program called In Session that you were presenting.
It was a feature called In Session.
Right.
Yes. I was like the Zane Lowe.
Is that what it was like?
Power FM, yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear some more of the Zane of Power FM.
We start a new week of In Session with a male solo singer from Bournemouth who is about to be quite big. He got his first signing with EMI Records when he was 17. He's now 21 and still waiting for that first hit. His name is Steve Paris, and like most people, he started at a young age singing into the nearest hairbrush.
So this is the person that you described as could be so big that they could be the new Glenn Medeiros, okay. Yeah?
From then, in actual fact, it's ironic, I got my first record deal at the age of 17 with my first band after about 3 months.
Oh, who was the company?
EMI. It's a pretty major label.
So yeah, so you went straight in.
What was that?
Play that again. Just listen to your reaction when he says the company.
From then, in actual fact, it's ironic. I got my first record deal at the age of 17 with my first band after about 3 months.
Oh, who was the company?
EMI.
I hate you all. I hate you all.
That reaction to things isn't on your Bane magnet scene. Woof! And then you followed up with another great music interview question.
A lot of people would say that you fit into that kind of ready to be famous kind of pretty boy pop image. How would you feel about that?
If the cap fits, I guess you ought to wear it.
Are you a fan of any particular act?
Well, I'd like to see Supergroups back.
Right.
I think, you know, they get a bigger following.
Yeah, they haven't been around for a while, have they, really?
I don't know what I'm talking about, do I? I've got not a clue what I'm
about. You fall into that category, ready to be famous, pop star, kind of ready, pretty boy, maybe, but...
Don't really know what I'm about.
But you know, that's not it. In true independent radio style, we'll have more after this.
Oh, no. You got more?
Oh, there's more.
Oh, jeez.
Gets better.
Do you know what, right? When I was 16, my boss used to come in every week and go, stop talking out the side of your mouth. I was like, I don't. I always speak like this. You don't realise, do you? And so, it's given a lot of people who want to work on Radio 1 a lot of hope, though. This afternoon.
It's also, I think, made the Wonder Years nearly redundant tonight, because a lot of people have wet themselves already.
I was only 16.
There's a lot of wee out there.
You know?
What year was it?
It was, 94, 5. I can't remember.
That's
the exact...
actually funnier than the tape, I think.
I can't remember the exact year.
No, was it all a blur back then?
Wonder Years coming up at 5 o'clock on Radio 1.
Do you want some more?
I didn't know who I was at this point.
Didn't you?
No, I was finding myself. I was on
a
journey.
You had a lot of wine that day, wasn't it?
No, I was 16.
I was saying, right. Oh, you're on a psychological journey.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, lots of things were, you know.
Were you planning on being like a Zane Lowe, like a budding music journalist?
I like to think so.
You know, because you knew everything, didn't you, about music, uh-huh. You know, the industry,
yeah.
How a kind of music career is planned.
Long term, we're talking probably a couple more singles.
Yeah, a couple more singles.
Right, and then an album.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No way.
A video.
Two singles.
Who knows?
An album.
Yeah. Fortunately, you followed it up with another great incisive question.
Basically, looking for a major producer.
Yeah. So do you think you'd have enough material eventually?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually right. I will, yeah. Yeah.
And then just to completely shatter him, you probably asked him the rudest question you've ever asked anybody.
Okay, would you know when to give up? Because it seems that most people don't.
Oh, my God!
He hasn't even started his career, and you're suggesting he might need to know the right time to give up.
Yeah, you really got me back. Fair play.
Is that all right?
Yeah, fair play.
Are we quits?
I think we're quits,
do we
yeah.
just leave all
uh-huh, can we leave it?
Each other, yeah.
Do you know what? It's a shame that I didn't use the "Hi, I'm on Power FM" line to try and pull, like the bloke we heard from earlier this week, isn't it, really? Yeah. Because, especially if I had my new Babe Magnet CD, with that voice, the ladies would have been falling at my feet, wouldn't they?
Long term, we're talking probably a couple more singles?
Yeah, a couple more singles.
Right, and then an album.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. George?
Yeah?
Can I ask you, do you think that's why they might push the school leaving age up to 18 to stop people like that being on the radio?
You should have been locked up for life after that. Was it at the right
16?
Speed?
16! Shut up! God!